Once there was a king who decided to leave his palace and walk among his people. So he set aside his golden crown, and he took off his purple robe, and he did not bring with him any fine clothing or any money or any bags. He didn't bring his horse or his servants or his guards. He traveled very simply and just went himself. And there was no way to tell by looking at him that he was a king. He looked like an ordinary man. He walked everywhere he went, and he spent his time with ordinary people, with fishermen and farmers, with bakers and weavers, with merchants and builders. He went from village to village and from house to house. And if anybody said, come and visit me, come and stay with me, come and eat lunch with me, come to my house for dinner, then that's exactly what he would do. This secret king sometimes found people that he could not resist helping. He might meet a sick child or a blind man or a woman who was all bent over or a man who couldn't walk. And he would speak very kindly to these people and reach out and touch them gently with his hands, and they would be healed. One time, someone told him about a little girl who, they said, had died. And Jesus went and sat at her bedside and said, wake up, get up, have something to eat. And she did. This secret king was very concerned that all of his people would have plenty of food to eat. He didn't like to find out if anybody was hungry. And so there were times when he fed thousands of people at once because he wanted them all to be strong and healthy. So you can see why some people began to wonder if this man was really quite so ordinary. The man who was really a king made lots and lots of friends when he lived among his people. They liked to hear the stories that he told. They liked to talk to him. They liked to hear how he could explain things that seemed mysterious or confusing to them. And if ever they heard he was going to be someplace, they would go out of their way to find him so that they could talk to him and listen to what he had to say. But there were only a few who began to suspect who he really was. One day the king decided that it was time to go back to his palace. And so he laid aside his ordinary garments, and he put back on his clothing of golden light. And though his people could no longer see him, he still loved them and helped them a lot. And for their part, the people never forgot this unusual person who had visited them. They never tired of telling his stories over and over again and remembering how he healed them and how he fed them. And they are still hoping that someday they will get to see this person again. So I'm going to encourage you to join hands with each other. I'm not going to hold anybody's hands because I have this little cold, but maybe I'll put my hand on your back there and we're going to say a prayer together. Dear Jesus, we pray to you today in the hope that as we grow older, you will help us to learn what it means to belong to your kingdom. Amen.